Hi everybody and welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 1292. Just wanted to record a quick one for you today and talk about perceptions, your perceptions of yourself. I've come across a couple of situations just recently actually, whether it's either people I know or the stories that people have told me. The perception that often people have of themselves versus the reality from someone standing on the outside looking in can often be very, very different. Over the years, I've worked with a few people like this too, that have this perception of how good they are, if you like, how successful they are, or the great work that they are doing, how supportive they may be, how positive they may be. And yet the reality is they are the exact opposite of that. And you think, wow, isn't that interesting how people can have that perspective that is so distorted from the reality of what everybody else sees. I'll never forget, I think this came up through a Myers-Briggs type 360 degree feedback type scenario. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's a situation, I've done a few of them in the workplace where you complete a survey asking all these questions about yourself and how you perceive, essentially working out how you perceive yourself in the work setting and in certain, skills. It's quite an in-depth process. And then your colleagues, you get them to fill it out as well. And I'll never forget when... Oh, gee, sorry, I was trying to wave someone through them on a little scooter and clearly struggling to merge. Yes, and I remember, never forget, we went away to a conference, to this event, where people got their feedback. And some people just had this completely different perception to how everybody else saw them. And it's like, wow, how do you have that distorted view of yourself? That's really quite interesting. It's the only word I can find for it. Quite compelling. And I don't know, I guess sometimes you do have to just stand back and have a bit of a reality check. I think this is why having a really strong network of friends around you is important. It doesn't have to be a lot of friends. I mean, at the end of the day, I think if you've got one really great friend, then, take that to the grave. Because lots of people will say that, oh yeah, I've got all these friends, but really? Really? Are they really a true friend in the sense of what they would do for you? They say, oh yeah, I've got, this, and this. And the reality is most of us only have a very small number of friendships that are really powerful and will be lifelong. And when you've got those relationships, you can have really good conversations and have a really clear understanding of, am I just seeing this differently? You don't want to surround yourself with just yes people. Oh, yes, no, you're doing really well there. Yes, no, that's right. Yes, no, oh, they're wrong. You don't see, I don't see you this way. You're really like this. It's like, you really want the truth. Like if you're being a dick, you want somebody to tell you, hey, you're being a dick, Rob. What are you doing? Yeah, that's stupid. You shouldn't have said that. That's no way to be, treating people, or that's not an effective piece of marketing, or, that's the way you're branding yourself is wrong. Or maybe if you did this, you could get a different outcome. Yeah, somebody that is impartial, are going to give you some honest feedback, I think is truly important. And I think clearly a lot of people don't have that in their life, and they kind of seem deluded that they are living, say, a healthy lifestyle, have a really positive mindset, and doing all the right things that they need to, and yet they don't see the fact that, well, actually, you're not achieving the outcomes that you want to. You're not being honest with yourself. You are actually many of the things opposite to what you say you are. So maybe you need to just stop a second and just reconcile those two things and say, okay, well, let's just play devil's advocate here. If you were that person, if you were super positive, if you were super productive, if you were very proactive, if you were, you know, if we use a, let's use a health scenario, if you were preparing all your meals, if you were taking your supplementation, if you were drinking the right amount of water, if you were doing your homework, a little bit of cardio in between, if you were sticking to your meal plan, if you're doing all those things like you say you are, then why are we still stuck here? Okay? And many people get lost in that. You know, they're like, they'll just tell themselves a different story to that. So I guess what I'm saying is, don't kid yourself. You know, are you really being honest with yourself? Do you have a clear understanding of who you are, what you're doing, the signals that you're putting out? It's almost like, think of yourself as a website. If you put yourself up in the world as a website, are you attracting the sort of person that you want to be working with? You know, are you really putting out there the authentic you? Or is the reality your, I don't know, you're putting up a website that you think you're attracting people to come for a flight, you know, like an airplane flight, but what you're actually getting is people that are coming to you for a cleaning business. It's like, well, that's a complete brand mismatch, isn't it? Yeah, well, clearly something is going wrong there, right? You've got it completely wrong. If you want to attract people to come and fly with you, and yet they're coming to you asking if you can clean their house or cut their grass, then clearly there's a real, really big branding issue right there. And I think often that's the case when it comes to personalities and the way that people think that they're conducting themselves. And so maybe you need to have that good, hard, honest look at yourself. Say, okay, am I, somebody's just cut me straight off, not given way in the car park. And take a good hard look at yourself and say, maybe I am doing that myself because I'm not getting the outcomes that I want. So I must be doing something not quite right. How do I fix that? Sometimes it only comes about by someone giving you the cold, hard truth. I have a situation, for instance, with me at the moment. I can think of a very dear friend of mine of the past that I think believes they're somebody completely different to who they are, and they don't see what, you know, that they're really different, even though we try and tell them. They don't get it. But anyway, it's hard sometimes for people to understand who they are and what they need to do. Anyway, I've got to go. I'm at the hospital. I need to go in. I'll see you tomorrow.